Good morning and welcome to all of you. I think we are ready to start and welcome to this meeting of the North Atlantic Council, a meeting with the Speaker of the Parliament and with the members of the Parliament. And let me start by thanking you, Mr. Speaker, for hosting us and also for your very strong personal commitment to the partnership between Georgia and NATO. And let me also thank the members of Parliament and the Speaker for giving us this opportunity to meet with you and with so many members of the Georgian Parliament. Let me congratulate Georgia on 25 years of independence. The North Atlantic Council's visit to Georgia sends a very important message to the world that NATO strongly supports Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty. It also sends a message about the close and enduring partnership between Georgia and NATO. As Georgia approaches national elections next month, I want to take this opportunity to commend all members of Parliament for your active engagement in strengthening Georgia's democratic institutions. Georgia has made impressive progress on fundamental electoral reform. You have also strengthened the rule of law, and you are pursuing key reforms in the defense and security sector. These reforms efforts are important for the people of Georgia and for helping Georgia meet the standards required for becoming a member of NATO. We pledge that we will continue to work closely with Georgia to help prepare your country for NATO membership. Thank you once again, Mr. Speaker, for your hospitality, and for your leadership. And then I give the floor to you.
Didi madloba.
Mars, thank you so much, dear Secretary General. Allow me to greet and give warm welcome to North Atlantic Council members, and at the behest of the Georgian Parliament, I would like to render my acknowledgement for arriving to Georgia. There is no telling that it's another paragon and eloquent demonstration of the fact that NATO and Georgia are separated only by the fact that Georgia is not yet a member. So all the rest implies that we are working together, that we jointly deliberate on NATO member country security, the security of the world, and Georgia is in the position to be in practically full-bodied participants of NATO's activities. This is how we perceive your arrival to Georgia. And one more time, please accept our gratitude for this. My thanks go to every member state of NATO who are present at this event. And please accept one more time my assurances that Georgia will go to great lengths to be the co-participant of security, well-being, peace attainment on our continent and all over the world. Georgian Parliament has a special cause to be involved in the aforesaid processes due to the fact that we are honored in forthcoming year in May to pay host to NATO Parliamentary Assembly session as well. That will be in NATO non-member countries, in NATO parliamentarian field, one of the most important events, which will be somewhat the continuation of the atmosphere of collaboration we are facing today. One more time, accept my gratitude that today, 1 month in advance to the parliamentary elections in Georgia, you paid the visit to our country. This is immensely important for us, for the majority of parliamentarian parties in Georgia, for whom the question stands not like this, yes or no to Georgia's integration to NATO, but the question to the different parliamentary parties are, which road is shorter and more efficient for Georgia to become the full-fledged member of NATO? This is our common position we have communicated to Secretary General in a morning meeting. I want this message to be properly and directly understood by Georgia society. Thank you very much for coming, and I anticipate productive work in the course of our session. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. And this ends the public part of the meeting, and then we will continue in a moment. So thank you so much.